Welcome to the Writing Pool Podcast. I'm your host, Melissa Clark. Before we start today, if you're interested in coaching but not ready to commit to the five-month or year-long coaching offers, you're in luck. In mid-December 2023, I'm offering something I'm calling Word Week. Every day from Monday, December 11th through Friday, December 15th, we'll meet online for an hour to create, engage in writing exercises, coach, and edit. That's right, I'll edit 5 pages of your precious work, and all this for under $10 a day, a huge discount from the regular coaching prices. All sessions will be recorded, so if you can't make one of them in real life, you'll get the recording later that same day. So, are you ready to commit to yourself and get in some words before 2024? I'll drop the link in the show notes, but you can also go to my website, www.melissaclarkwrites.com, and navigate to the coaching section, and there'll be more information and a link to sign up. Hope to see you in this really fun class. Today, I want to talk about time management. How the F do you manage your writing time? Or do you? When I'm in the middle of a writing project, I have zero problems with time management. I'm in it. I'm committed. I'm devoted and dedicated. It's when I'm not in the middle of a writing project that time management gets trickier. I do not show up daily at the computer getting my words in. I am not that type of writer. I have friends who wake up at the crack of dawn, brew their coffee, and then sit their butts down and write all morning. I wake up, play Wordle, walk the dog, chat with a friend or two, make a nice breakfast, and then maybe I'll find my way to the computer. But most likely not. Just to reiterate, when I'm in the middle of a project, I am 24/7 devoted to that project. Well, maybe not 24/7, that's a slight exaggeration, but pretty close. With your busy life, where do you find the time for words? Writing is a choice. It's a choice between watching the new season of The Crown and sitting down and writing your memoir. It's a choice between seeing the Taylor Swift documentary and chipping away at your fiction. Writing is a choice and should find its way into your calendar, however you want to do that. Maybe you want to schedule on Sundays the next week and put in writing between 4 and 5 every day, just an hour a day. I know you can do an hour a day. You don't need to be writing 24/7. You can treat yourself with writing. You can say, once I finish this work project, I'm going to go write 5,000 words, 2,000 words, 1,000 words, maybe even 100 words. Maybe you work all week, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and you're just simply too exhausted when you get home. Well, that's what weekends are for. Wake up on Sunday, read the New York Times, and then sit down and write. If you don't like the New York Times, read the Washington Post. If you don't like the Post, read whatever it is, TMZ, and then sit down and write your words. As I've said before, quoting Margaret Atwood, a word after a word after a word is power. And all you need to do is show up and start writing your words, one after the other after the other. And before you know it, you've got a short story, a podcast, a true crime novel, a memoir. You just need to find the time, and if you can't find it, you need to make the time. That's it for today's episode of the Writing Pool Podcast. If you want to play with words, sign up for my course. It's called Word Week, and you can find it on my website. I guarantee you will leave the class with way more words than when you started it. Have a great week. I will talk to you next week. Bye.